you don't forget Dr. James Levine, if you can keep up with him. You see, he's a movement expert who discovered NEAT, the system he believes will beat obesity and poor health. NEAT is his acronym for Non-Exercise Activity Thermogenesis. In other words, the everyday movements that we've lost with technology. For instance, pace whenever you're on the phone and lose maybe 40 pounds this year. At our first interview, we never sat. We trotted. That's his walking pace. We stood and we walked at his treadmill desk during the entire recording. So where has NEAT taken Dr. James Levine since then? He's at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona, and he's co-director of the Mayo Clinic Arizona State University Obesity Solutions Initiative. Dr. Levine, good to have you back with us.
Oh, what a pleasure to be back.
Now, we talked quite a few years ago, and in fact, I think I was on your treadmill desk at the time when we were talking, but I want to catch up. What is standing out now about the work you've been doing over these past years?
Lynn, I mean, what has literally blown my mind is over a very, very short period of time, this science that colleagues of mine and our team at Mayo were conducting, really demonstrating not only the impact of moving throughout the day on weight management, but also on diabetes, blood pressure, and even how we feel every day, has escaped the laboratory and impacted society in multiple corporations. And I mean, I don't just mean large, wealthy corporations. I mean small businesses, medium-sized and large businesses, realizing and recognizing that healthy employees work better, healthy employees are happier, and healthcare costs associated with healthy employees are less. And it has become evident that the more movement that is interlaced into the workday, the healthier and happier people become. And nutrition follows as well, of course, Lynn, as you and I know, is that when people feel better about themselves, they're more interested in sort of cooking really good quality, beautiful meals. And so these two things go hand in hand. And that is what I've noticed. And very interestingly, it's not just corporations, of course, but it's individuals at home, it's schools. All of a sudden, you get this sense that the nation is sort of, I would say, started to rise up, if you like, and you know, and this health opportunity is upon us and is now mainstream.
There was something that you did where you fed people an extra 1,000 calories a day. What was this test about? 1,000 calories a day, more than you would normally eat?
Absolutely right. So what we learned was that when we overfed people in a laboratory setting, of course, very, very carefully controlled, and we knew all of the calories going in, and we also knew how all of the calories were burnt, what we discovered is that those people who are up and moving around throughout the day, those people are the ones who burn off all those extra calories. And actually, some people, even with that amount of excess overfeeding, don't gain weight. It's not necessarily the fidgeting that burns off the calories, but we would argue that the fidgeting is sort of like, it's sort of like the sparks flying. It sort of shows you that a person has the, is about to jump up, is about to move, wants to move. Their brain is sort of sending fidgets as if to say, come on, get up. But really, it's that up and walking around throughout the day that is very, very powerful for health and very, very powerful for helping people control body weight.
But what happens if you're not one of those people? Is it a case of consciously standing up and moving every, I don't know, 40 minutes or so? I mean, is that the way you reprogram yourself?
You have it absolutely spot on. I mean, the most powerful organ in the whole body, the solution driver in the whole body is, of course, the brain, the consciousness. And so taking upon a sort of a conscious drive, setting a little timer on the work desk, the post-it note, lots of what I would call mind-based or intellectual tricks, that is the way forward. It is literally to engage individuals in their own solutions. And we now have a very, very large interest in helping people devise individual solutions. But what comes back to us so often is, you know, doc, I try to do those things, but, you know, I've got to get the kids to, you know, camp. I've got another job I've taken on with the economic times. I just can't fit all that stuff in you asked me to do. What we've come to realize is we need to almost, it's almost as if I could sit down with everyone in America for an hour, we could do all of this, but that's not possible. So how do you therefore build a series of solutions that meet individual needs?
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're addressing that is literally to work with databases of actually in some cases, millions of individuals to find out what's working for different people and build a solution base to help individuals. Because I think, you know, it is that individualization, just as with food, we need to do for physical activity. That's where we're going.
Practical solutions.
Correct.
James Levine, thank you for talking with us.
Lynn, it has been, as always, my pleasure.
Dr. James Levine is a leading obesity researcher based at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, his latest book is Move a Little, Lose a Lot. New, Neat Science Reveals How to Be Thinner, Happier, and Smarter.